Hi, it's Jeff, host of the podcast. My latest author interview will be up in just one moment. I'm not going to ask you to buy anything. I'm not going to ask you to go and review the podcast. What I am going to do is take just one brief moment and ask you to recommend the podcast to just one friend. If you're a writer, or if you're someone who just loves books and you love this podcast and the interviews that I do, all that I ask is that you recommend the podcast to just one friend. Thanks a lot. Welcome back to the Reading and Writing Podcast. My guest today is best-selling young adult novelist Ashley Poston. Poston's first novel for adults is The Dead Romantics. Ashley, welcome to the podcast.
It's so lovely to be here. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Well, if someone listening hasn't yet heard about your new novel, The Dead Romantics, how would you describe the novel?
Well, okay. So The Dead Romantics is the story of a disillusioned millennial ghostwriter for a very famous romance novelist who must return to her family's funeral home to bury her late father, only to find herself haunted by the ghost of her very hot and very recently deceased editor. It is about a woman who is just so disillusioned with love, she doesn't believe in it anymore. And it's about the editor who opens her eyes to the fact that romance is possible, but this romance might just be 6 feet under because, you know, it's dead.
Well, do you remember the original idea or impetus that led you to write The Dead Romantics?
I was kind of stuck in a rut at the beginning of 2020, and I didn't know what I wanted to write or which way I wanted my career to go. And I've always loved adult romances. That's kind of where I started years ago before I found my niche in YA. So I really wanted to try my hand at it again. And I had this idea because I've always loved ghost stories, especially ghost romances. When the big supernatural romance boom happened back in like the early 2010s, I was there at the forefront of it, just reading everything. So I really wanted to try my hand at one because I love ghost romances. And I was also coming to terms with the loss of a very dear family member. And it was basically the first few drafts were a conversation to myself about moving on and letting go. So The Dead Romantics is really special to me.
That's great. Well, what was the difference for you from writing a young adult novel to writing a novel for adults?
Honestly, the only real difference is that I guess there's more, like, there are definitely adult themes in YA, and especially, like, the plethora of YA today, there are some really amazing stories, and teens, like, deserve complicated, nuanced stories. So I think the only big difference between my YAs and my adult is the age of the protagonist and where she is in life. She's no longer exploring the world. She knows about the world and herself in it, and it's just her, just navigating through it. So it's just where she is in life and at what point we find her.
Sure. Well, the importance of self-acceptance is a theme in the novel. What made you decide to kind of explore that theme and to write about self-acceptance?
I guess because it's something that I personally also struggle with sometimes. And so, again, it was a conversation to myself the first mm-hmm. few drafts. It was me writing about what I was kind of what I was going through and imposter syndrome and figuring out like this career of writing, because The Dead Romantics is very heavily influenced by publishing and the nuances of being a writer. And there's a lot of that in the novel as well. So I guess I was just pep talking myself through it the entire time.
That's great. Well, what was your initial writing journey that led you to write and get your debut novel published?
I have always been a writer. So when I first started writing, it was actually fanfic. I am a huge proponent for fan fiction. I love it. It's one of my favorite things. The Dead Romantics actually began as a fanfic for the first chapter. No, I want to make this an actual novel. So I changed course. But I've always loved writing. And when I was younger, I had a very bad speech impediment. I stutter a lot. So I always was very self-conscious about putting myself out there. So I turned to books and I turned to writing. And I've been writing since I was about 10. And I've always wanted to be a writer. So I guess I'm here now. I just I'm so stubborn that I just never quit. And then with my debut novel, I had an opportunity to write a story with Workbooks about a very geeky and fandom heavy, like Cinderella retelling. And I was so happy that I got to write that. And like, cause it was right in my wheelhouse at the time. So it was definitely like a stroke of luck.
That's great. Well, what was the fan fiction that you wrote? What was the universe or the that you wrote in?
Oh gosh, it was a few different ones way back in the day. So I was in middle school when I started writing fanfic. So I think I wrote Artemis Fowl fanfic, and I wrote some Inuyasha, some Yu-Gi-Oh. Like I was a very nerdy kid, and I still write fanfic. But I'm not going to say the fandoms I write for now, though.
Okay. Well, what kind of research about the funeral business did you do for writing this novel?
I did a lot of research about especially family-owned funeral homes. And I did a lot of research on like the history of like local and like town funeral homes, and especially in very small towns. And also the process of processing a body. Most of that did not actually make it into the Dead Romantics, because Florence herself is very checked out of the business. And so it didn't really make sense for her to like know all of the intricacies of it, because she never wanted to take up her father's reins and do the whole funeral home thing. That's her sister's thing, Alice. I did a lot of research. I talked to some people. I read a lot of books. Smoke It's in Your Eyes was a very good one. It was very sobering, but also really interesting because there's an art form to it. And it was kind of really cathartic to read about like the process that, that some people use to prepare bodies and to make them look as much like they were in life as they can.
Gotcha.
That was very interesting.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So what was your writing process when you were working on The Dead Romantics? And I wonder if it's the same from novel to novel. When you sit down to start working, do you have kind of a storyline in mind, or do you sit down and work on the plot, or do you just dive into the narrative? How does that work for you?
I wish I had one tried and true method. I do not. I have 6 young adult novels, and this is my 7th. Dead Romantic is my 7th book, and each one of them was a different process. For the Dead Romantics, I was very lucky to be able to go from a very detailed outline. It made the writing process so much easier. But now that I'm working on my 2nd adult book for Berkeley,
I can't do that. It's just not coming the exact same way. So I'm having to figure out a different way to write the novel. So I guess it really all depends on the kind of story it is, and how it can like find my way through it. I usually have a really good outline, and I always work from the outline, but the outline is always subject to change depending on if a scene or a plot hook doesn't work and I can feel it in my gut. I'm like, okay, I need to like step back and like figure out what's wrong in it.
And what writing advice would you offer for those who are working on their own stories or novels?
I would tell them to believe in yourself now. Well, also that, but the most important thing is to write what you want to read. Don't write for like other people, for the audience. Don't write what you think is popular right now, because chances are when you do get to the stage of like looking for publication, it's not gonna be popular anymore. It takes years for a book to come out usually, unless you're self-publishing. And then if you're doing that, please go ahead. but write what you want to read and just finish a book first and foremost, because that's always the hardest thing to do. I have friends who are like, no, editing's the hardest. No, for me, it's always finishing a book. Putting the like the end at the end is like always the hardest thing to do. It feels like climbing Mount Everest.
You mentioned earlier that you're working on your second novel for adults after having multiple young adult novels. I'm curious, because you had mentioned in 2020 thinking about your career, have you thought beyond this novel that you're working on now? Do you think that you're going to continue writing for adults, or do you think you'll kind of go back and forth between young adult novels? Have you given that much thought?
I do have a few unannounced YA projects. So I think what I'm going to end up doing is I'm just going to do both. And I'm going to see how long I can exist in both worlds. And because I still really love YA and I also really love adult romance. And so why not both, right?
Sure. I'm trying to think, does Meg Cabot, does she write for adults as well?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
And Meg Cabot has a really great ghost romance, the Mediator series. I loved it as a teenager. It was so good.
That's great. Well, what novels or nonfiction books have you read recently that you enjoyed?
Oh, so many. I really enjoyed, it doesn't come out until August, I think, but I really enjoyed Megan Bannon's The Undertaking of Heart and Mercy. It is such a fun, whimsical, like Western soft fantasy. It is everything that you would love from like a soft Diana Wynne Jones fantasy mixed with a really fun Western. It is so good.
That's great. Well, where can people find you online if they'd like to learn more about you and your novel, The Dead Romantics?
They can find me on Twitter at Ash Poston, on Instagram at Hey Ash Poston, or you can find me on my website at ashposton.com.
Great. Well, again, we've been speaking with best-selling young adult novelist Ashley Poston, and Poston's first novel for adults, The Dead Romantics, that we've been discussing, has just been released. The novel is available now, so go buy a copy. And Ashley, thanks for doing this interview.
Thank you so much. This was so lovely.
Great. I really enjoyed it. So it will probably be like 4 to 5 weeks before the interview comes out. I have a number of interviews that I've recorded previously. So I will send you and your publicist an email once it goes up.
That sounds excellent. And then I will put it on all of my socials.
Wonderful.
In the back left corner of the Days Gone funeral home, underneath a loose floorboard, there was a metal box with a bunch of old journals inside. To anyone who found them, The scribbles looked like some teenager venting her sexual frustrations with Lestat, or that one guy from the X-Files. And if you didn't mind ghosts and vampires and blood oaths and leather pants and true love, the stories were quite good. You could wonder why someone would shove journals full of smutty fan fiction underneath the floorboard of a century-old funeral home, but never question the mind of a teenager. You wouldn't get very far. I hit them there because, well, I just did, okay? Because when I left for college, I wanted to bury that part of me, that dark, weird Adams family side. And what was a more fitting place than a funeral home? And I almost succeeded too.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.